Hello.
Hello, Ed?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, it's Amy. With Local Splash.
Yes, Amy. How are you? Good morning.
You requested a post from me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Amy.
Happy Taco Tuesday.
Yes, me too. Thank you very much. I was talking to, I think it's Bonnie, earlier today. And she sent me the link to apply for the background check.
Right.
And I went in yesterday, tried to look into that. And I was doing some research with this company to see how they use my information. And as I looked in there, they are going to share my information with their, I think they call it partners or third parties, I don't know what they call it. But they will disclose my information. And furthermore, if you read through the site, something that really, you know, highlighted me in there, my attention, was the fact that they said that this company revolutionizes how to share people's information online.
So I want to put your mind at ease, first and foremost, Eduardo, that the information, who they're sharing it with is only with Google. They are not sharing it with any other third party. They're not selling your information. They're not giving your information. They're not supplying your information to anybody other than Google, because the process is through Evident ID or Pinkerton. So Evident ID is the one who picked up your background check. And when they share the results of the background check, it's with Google directly to approve you for the Google guarantee. It is not going out worldwide or web-wide or to anybody outside of that. There have been absolutely zero complaints found on Evident ID for sharing their information other than with exactly who they're supposed to share it with. So the point of doing the background check is so that they can go ahead and get it approved, right? And once it's approved, they have to give that information to Google. Here, this is the result of the background check that we searched and produced. So this is the evidence of that.
And up to there, let me say, that is what it is supposed to happen, okay? You go to a company like this, and you provide your information for them to be able to do the background check.
Correct.
They do the background check, and they send the results of the background check to Google, not my personal information.
No, not your personal information, no. They're sending the results of the background check.
That is not what they say on their site. That is not what they say on their site.
Because that background check is still your information. So to cover them completely, that's what they say. They say your information. That background check is all of your information. It has information regarding you and your past and your life on it. So they have to encompass all of it.
No. It does say in there that they will include any other additional information that they may as well find in the internet.
Correct. So if they find other, when they're doing the search for the background check, Ed, they're searching all over the place. They're searching for criminal records. They're searching for lawsuits. They're searching for all of these things. And when they're searching for that information, if they were to come across something as they're scraping the internet, they're going to share it with Google. Yes, because that's public knowledge. It's not a secret.
Okay. What we are talking about, I think we are on the same page, okay?
Yes.
I really want to share, or I want Defiant to share only the results of the background check, none of my personal information. I don't want to share my driver's license, my social security number, my address, nothing, okay?
Right,
but
I know.
That is not what it says in there. So I tried to call them, okay, to get something, a confirmation from them.
Right.
It is impossible to talk to anybody on that company. So I sent an email. Nobody has responded to email. So my problem is, Amy, that I have had in the past to cancel credit cards because people, you know, stole my identity.
Yeah.
And people nowadays is very careful
mm-hmm.
not to have the personal information in the internet. And I don't want the personal information in the internet. And I don't care if it's Google either.
Right.
I don't want Google to know my driver's license. I don't want Google to know my, you know, social number. I don't want anything, okay? So how do I get that assurance? That's what I'm trying to figure out. If I can get that assurance,
right.
I will definitely...
I understand.
You know,
so this is what I'm going to tell you, and this is the only form of evidence that I have to give you, okay? Is Google has been selling this product, Google Guarantee, for the past 5 years, okay? It's been around
okay.
since 2018, 5 years. And what else I'm going to tell you is that they've been using Evident ID and Pinkerton for those past 5 years. And we are one of the premier partners that sells this product. So there's only 40 companies in the U.S. that even have authorization to sell this top-notch elite product from Google, okay? Now, in the 5 years that they have been selling this product and using Evident ID and Pinkerton, not one single time has there ever been a complaint from a Google Guarantee client that their information was sold to a third party, or there would be a lawsuit about that, because those people would be very disgruntled if they found their private information out on the internet for public knowledge, okay? So this is what I'm telling you, is the product speaks for itself. The quality of the companies that they're using for the background check speak for themselves. These are the top-notch companies in the entire world to conduct the background checks. There has not been one complaint against them sharing the information. There has not been one lawsuit against them for sharing the information. And people continue to use it on a daily basis and trust these two companies above all other companies for background checks. Their product literally speaks for itself.
I don't know. Let me think, Amy. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let me think.
Listen, I understand you've been taken advantage of. And I understand that in the past that there has been situations that make you very cautious and very leery, especially of today's day and age in the world and just the way that things are. I understand that wholeheartedly. Okay?
It is very costly, Amy.
I understand. I do.
It is very costly. Okay,
I understand. Personally, professionally, there's a lot to be lost. I understand that. But this is what I'm going to tell you, Ed, is I have spent a few hours with you on the phone, and I will continue to spend as much time as it takes so that you're comfortable and everything moves forward smoothly and according to the way that makes you feel good. But there is absolutely no way on God's green earth that I'm going to sell a product or even spend this much time with you if I don't know for a fact that I would submit my own information for background check, that I have submitted my own information for background check through these companies. There's just no way that I'm going to do it as a human being. Like, I'm not going to ask you to trust me on this if I am not 1,000,000% sold and satisfied that this is the only way to go. Okay? I'm asking for 1% of your trust, and we're going to earn the other 99. We've had your credit card information for over 2 years. Never once have you had a fraudulent charge from us. We've had your home address. We've had your information that you've given to us that we've been advertising for you for 2 years. Never once has anything bad happened because of that.
Correct, but you do not actually advertise or you did not tell people that you are going to share my information.
We would never share that information. Neither will Google. They're not going to share your social security number or your driver's license number. They're just not. It would get them in so much trouble. Do you realize, like, what would happen? They're Google. They're not trying to smudge their name.
Okay, and let me ask you this. What happens if I go to the police station to get the background check?
They're not going to accept that. If that's the only option, then I'm sorry to say this is not going to be a good fit for you. Because there is no way for us to accept that.
Okay, let me think about this.
Okay.
Let me think about this, Amy.
I understand.
I really want to do this, but...
Yes.
But it is, you know what, mm-hmm. so much confidential information, and I have had problems. It was very costly, time-consuming. Mm-hmm. I had to hire an attorney. Listen, I don't want to go through this again.
Right.
Okay?
I understand.
That's why I am very reluctant
cautious.
To share my personal information.
I understand, and that's your absolutely your right, and I want this to work for you, and I know that you want this to work for you, and I feel like I'm basically, like, I'm giving you every bit of confidence that I have within myself to let you know that I believe in this 1,000,000%. This is not a scam. Nobody's going to sell your stuff. You're not going to be mistreated. Your life is not going to be derailed by this. You're not going to have to get a lawyer or cancel any credit card or anything like that. But all I can give you is my word. All I can give you is that. All any person has in this world is their word. And that's exactly what I'm giving you, Eduardo. I'm giving
you
my word.
Have you checked, Amy, the privacy disclaimers on this company?
They pulled the privacy disclaimers up for me here. Because of the conversation that you had with Bonnie earlier, and they pulled everything up here, and this is the thing, is when you read this, so they only disclose the information we collect from you in order to comply with the law, a judicial or regulatory proceeding, court or governmental agency, order, or other legal processes. So they are not going to be disclosing your social security number and your driver's license number. The other thing that it says here is that they will only disclose the information they collect where they believe it is necessary to investigate, prevent, or take action regarding illegal activity, suspected fraud, situations involving potential threats, safety to any persons, XYZ. So when they run your background check, Eduardo, and everything comes back clean, they're not going to disclose anything because there's nothing to disclose. They're going to say the background check is clean. Here it is. It's not like you have some secret life that is your social security number is going to reveal that you've been embezzling money from the government or something. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing that's even going to be showing up on your background check. They don't have any reason to give your information, your personal private information to anybody. You're breaking up on me a little bit.
I'm sorry?
It says you're breaking up on me a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on the highway.
Okay.
What I was saying is that there's a section in there which says
uh-huh.
information to third parties, information to partners and everything. And, uh-huh. and when you read those partners, it says that they share this information with them.
Information you provided to us as a request. If we share your information with third-party data sources to verify the accuracy of the information you provided to us and request information about you. Right. So what they're sharing is the background check and the information that they need to verify that. So say they're running the background check and something comes up from the local police station. There's a DUI or there's some sort of situation, right? So they're going to verify that this is actually the correct person or no, this is not actually the correct person. This particular Eduardo never had a DUI. So they're going to verify that. They're not going to share it. Like, here's this guy's information, go run a fraud scam on him. The only reason that they're sharing it is for verification. It says it right there. to verify the accuracy of the information that they're receiving. So if they're running a background check and something were to come up, they're going to have to verify. They don't want to say, oh, let's mark him off. He doesn't qualify because he has this DUI. And then I call you and say, hey, you have this felony DUI, Eduardo. That's why you didn't pass. And you're going to say, no, I didn't. I never had that. We could have already avoided that because we verify the information. They want everything to be as accurate as possible. They're not only protecting the general public that you're dealing with, but they're also protecting you. So they're not just going to share your information with the world.
Okay. Now, Google will be, I guess, their client. Okay?
What's that?
Google will be their client. Okay, so when they receive my background check report and they submit this information to Google, okay, when I try to look in there, what information will be disclosed to Google, it doesn't say.
Right. You're right. You're right, and I don't have any way to have that information either. I'm going to be honest with you, Eduardo. This is the farthest and most extensive that I've ever gotten in with the background checks in the past 5 years that I've been selling this product. You're the only person that I've come up with that has had this sort of issue whatsoever. There's never been an issue prior to this. In the 5 years that I've sold these accounts, and I've sold over 1,500 of these accounts, and I've never once had a single issue with the background check or with, you know, the information and things like that. So this is my first time in dealing with this with you, but also just as a whole, you know. So I'm just letting you know, like, this is what my experience is. I've been with this company 8 years. I've been selling this product for 5 years. This product's been around for 5 years. They've been using these same two companies for background check. There's never once been a complaint against them for sharing the information in a way that they shouldn't be sharing it or it getting out to the general public. Never once.
Never. Okay.
Correct. Never.
Okay. Okay, Amy. Okay, let me do that application tonight or tomorrow morning, and I will send it.
Okay. I give you my word, Ed. Never once has there been an issue or a problem with that. Okay? You're not going to be scammed. Your information is not going to be sent out to the internet. It's not going to be public knowledge. Nobody is going to take over your identity. None of those things.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, Ed, I'm here for you. If you have any more questions, you need anything else, you please let me know, okay?
Super. I can do that.
Okay.
Super.
Yes.
Amy,
okay.
Thank you again. I appreciate
your
call.
You're so welcome. Anytime, Ed. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.